Hi, folks. This is David Fox. Welcome to Hunting Wire Radio with Larry Wysoon and Luke Clayton, coming to you from the great state of Texas. I'm betting you're going to learn something from these veteran outdoorsmen and be entertained in the process. Now, here's Larry and Luke with this week's show.
Luke, it's January, the very best of New Year's, but, you know, it's kind of an interesting year. Normally, you and I'd be getting ready to go to SHOT Show and, of course, the Dallas Safari Club, and SHOT Show's been canceled, and DSC has, they had moved it to February, and then the city of Dallas shut it down and said they can't do it, but they're going to have a virtual convention this year, which it ought to be a lot of fun, and as we get a little bit farther into the year, particularly in starting in February, we'll have a lot more information. But if people would like to learn more about DSC and about the virtual convention, they can go to www.biggame.org. But, you know, one of the things we've done in the past there is we've had the conservation stage. And one of the things we had planned there for this year was to talk about some of the old rounds that some of us use. I know that you've been a fan of 30-30 and 243, and I like the 257 Roberts like you do, and the 7x57. You got any plans with this last little bit of time that we've got to go hunt deer to use one of those rounds?
You bet, Larry. Yeah, the old 30-30 is kind of ironic. I just ordered a new it's a sling swivel on the forward part of the gun that clips on to the magazine. Uncle Mike, they've been around forever, but I just ordered a new sling swivel set for my old 30-30, and yeah, I'm gonna do some late season hunting with the old Marlin 30-30. You know, it's a round that to me, so many people call it, well, it's a brush gun, 50-yard gun, but truly a 30-30. If you study the trajectory and you zero it correctly at a I like to zero mine at about 125 yards. It's a 200-yard gun, Larry. And a lot of people, you tell them that, they think, well, not a 30-30, but it really is, you know?
It really is. Of course, a Hornady kind of stays on top of so many different things.
Yep.
I think you're seeing that there's somewhat of a move toward shooting lever actions again. Of course, Marlin was bought by Ruger, and I think the deal now is finally complete. So they're going to be producing Marlin lever actions before too very long. And with some of the rounds that Hornady has, I just got some of their Leveration rounds and some, I think, some 150 and 160 and some other grain weights. Then they can go to Hornady.com to find out what all is available in that 30-30. But I'll tell you what, with those new rounds that they got coming out, it truly is a 200-yard gun. And I've got two of them. I've got another one on the way. I've got two old Model 94s. That one belonged to my father-in-law that is actually stamped 30 WCF. And then, of course, the one that my dad had is stamped as a 30-30 Winchester. So I've got a few plans to use those. And then I've got a Henry coming, and I've got a Henry single shot coming in a 30-30 that I'm planning on using on some hogs and javelina and coyotes, and no telling what all before the year's over with.
You bet. Yeah, 30-30 is a good one. And also, Larry, you're very love the 257 Roberts, too. And I do, too, but I know you've had a lot. You've probably used one a lot more than I have, you know?
I used the 257 Roberts years ago when I was a biologist with the Department of Veterinary Pathology under contract with the Texas Park and Wildlife Department, did wildlife disease research as a collection rifle in a Model 722 Remington, and used I can't remember exactly the bullet. I remember it being a Hornady 100 grain bullet. With it, I shot a lot of animals, including up to collecting elk size animals. And tell you what, in the proper hands, with the right loads, and of course, again, I keep coming back to Hornady. Hornady's got some of the best bullets made, and with that particular combination, you know, elk, even if properly shot behind the shoulder through the heart and lung area, are not out of the question with that particular round. So it is an absolutely fantastic. I've used it a lot in a Ruger number one as well, too, and taking some really, really nice whitetail deer with it. And again, it's one of those where, you know, it's a 250-yard gun. You can shoot farther than that, of course, but that's really kind of where it needs to be, and that's kind of where I like to shoot is I like to get as close to them as I possibly can before pulling the trigger.
Exactly, and a caliber that's still very popular, but maybe not as popular as it was, is a 243. You know, now that was my second deer rifle. When I started with a 30-30, like many people of that era. And then when I got a flat shooting 243, it was a Model 88 Winchester lever action, you know.
Oh, man, I remember those well. I shot one for a while.
Yes, and that was my deer rifle all throughout my 20s. I killed a lot of deer with it. But, you know, I get a kick out of some of these groups or whatever, you know, they'll mention a caliber like the 243. Oh, you know, not a deer rifle at all. It's just a matter, I think, a lot of people just haven't used it. I mean, the 243 is a solid 200-yard deer rifle. I know that because I've used it so much. But past that, I don't think I've ever shot at a deer. Well, maybe out in West Texas once or twice, but no, I didn't make a habit out of shooting past a couple hundred yards with that gun. But yeah, put in the right place, the heart and lungs area, 243 will get it done. Larry, a 300 blackout is another cartridge caliber that gets a lot of negativity here lately, but there again, it has its limitations, and it does well within those limitations, you know?
It really does. I started shooting that basically the same cartridge in a 300 Whisper that J.D. Jones developed years ago. And then it's a 223 necked up to a 30 caliber, and we used it in a TC contender. Excuse me. And with it, and I shot lots of deer, shot some fair amount of hogs, shot a lot of, you know, coyotes and exotics and things years ago when I was doing a whole lot of handgun hunting. And it is a really sweet shooting cartridge that you have to know the limitations of. And once you get past that 150 yard distance, you really start losing downrange energy. And so I think where the wrap comes in is we've talked, you know, around campfire a little bit in the past about people shooting hogs with it at night when they're shooting out there at 200 and 250 yards and with thermals, and you know, they're not putting those hogs down right away. Well, there's simply not that amount of energy left to put down some of those really big hogs that have, you know, that cartilage and the shield that they have on their shoulder, and particularly big boars. So, unfortunately, you know, they're thinking, hey, this thing is not going to do what I want it to do, but they just need to learn the limitations of that particular round and their limitations with it as well, too.
You bet. Our buddy Jeff Rice, that has his Buck and Bass Ranch up in northeast Texas, Jeff has a 300 blackout, and he uses it for what it was designed for, shooting critters, you know, 100 yards and in, but it's been very effective on hogs. Of course, most of the shots are in the woods, and you know, past 100 yards, there's not too many opportunities for that. But that's what it's designed for, and, you know, that's the application that it does its best. Lots of other calibers, too, Larry, that, you know, a lot of those old lever-action guns that I had a buddy that's passed away now, but he had a collection of old caliber, mostly lever guns, and that he used back in the 20s, you know, and some of those are all but obsolete now, but he had loaned them to me. He was a hand loader. He had loaded me up 10 or 15 shells, and I said, Luke, go try this one or that one and try to, you know, get a hog with it. But it's neat to you know, to try those old guns like that and experience hunting with them, you know.
It really is. One of those that I used a long time ago was gosh, I just forgot that it's a 375 Winchester, essentially a 3855, I think is what it was initially called. And that round is a straight wall cartridge. We shot it a lot in a TC contender and later in the Encore, and it was an absolutely fantastic round. And these days when you mention it, people just kind of look at you and they go, I've never heard of either one of those kind of thing. To me, one of my favorite old cartridges, actually two of them, there's a bunch of them, actually. One of them is 0405 Winchester. You mentioned lever actions. That was Teddy Roosevelt's go-to gun in Africa, the old Model 1895 lever action Winchester. It's a fantastic old round. And then, of course, the 300 H&H Magnum, which has been around for a long time, one of the true first 30 caliber Magnums. that I've used a fair amount here in North America and elsewhere. And then the other one that I really shoot a lot of is the 7x57, known as the 7mm Mauser or 275 Rigby over in Europe and parts of Africa. And, you know, that thing has been around since the late 1800s. And Roosevelt and his boys that ran up the whatever hill it was, Archer Hill, Bunker Hill, whatever they call that hill, in Cuba, learned the effectiveness of that particular round and brought it back with them and started hunting with it. And it got to the point where some of the elephant hunting was going on in Africa, and W.D. Karamojo Bell used that 7x57 to take a lot of elephants. So it's one of those calibers and rounds that's very capable of bringing down almost anything there is in the world when you get right down to it. And it's a lot of fun to shoot. Very little recoil, extremely accurate. And it does the job when you put that bullet where it needs to go into the vitals.
You bet. You know, another cartridge, we have maybe time to touch on this one, is a 218B. Now, that is, I don't know where else it was popular, but a lot of your old folks out in West Texas, I know several of them and have known a bunch of them. That 218B, I don't know if it was popular anywhere else, but a lot of folks out in far West Texas used to like that, talking about, it's a heck of a deer gun. This is back in the day now, not recently. And I love to hunt turkeys with them, you know. But that 218B, I haven't seen. I know there's manufacturers that carry it. I guess there are now. They may be a custom type barrels that you have to buy for them. But at one time, it did have its moment in glory, you know, that 218B.
It really did. I have to tell you, the first antelope I shot, which was on a collection hunt over around the Rocker Bay Ranch in Big Lake, Texas, out west of San Angelo.
Yeah.
The first antelope I shot for that collection was with an 218B. Also one of the only animals I ever shot with it. But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's so many there. You know, another one comes quick in mind.
Yeah.
250, 3,000, the 250 Savage. And, you know, first one to go 3,000 feet per second.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many of those old cartridges that are out there, they still really have great applications when it comes to hunting these days.
Yeah,
or just shooting.
Yeah, and the 444 Marlin. My gosh, I shot one of those one time back in 30 years ago, but that's supposed to have been the woods gun. Larry, I guess we're out of time for our Hunting Wire Radio for this portion of January, but we're going to be back in mid-January with a whole new topic and have some more fun, right?
Yes, we will.